Many women have been among the protesters on the front lines of anti-government movements in the Middle East and North Africa. They helped topple long-time leaders in Tunisia, Egypt, and Libya. Karen Sherman is the Executive Director for Global Programs at Women for Women International.
They played a catalytic role in terms of coming out and organizing protests, smuggling arms, getting information to international media outlets, nursing the sick and the people who have been injured as a result of the protests.
An Egyptian woman named Sara Galal witnessed the protests in her country firsthand. She's taking part in the Women's Initiative Fellowship Program at the George Bush Presidential Center in Dallas.
It was wonderful seeing all these women in the street walking, protesting, and singing and leading the protests. It was amazing.
Samar El Husseini is also taking part in the same fellowship program. She says she remains frustrated despite the changes in Egypt.
Before the revolution, you were fighting the Mubarak regime and you were only thinking that if we could just get rid of Mubarak, okay, everything will be okay. But after the revolution, I can say that I'm disappointed.
Egyptian political analyst Rania El Malki offers similar sentiments.
I think it's much easier to bring down a dictator than to change the patriarchal nature of the society, which is going to take time, a lot of time.
Women in Yemen also took part in the uprising there. Ashwaq El Rabia says a lot more work needs to be done.
Well, Yemeni women has to fight for their rights. They are not going to give them their rights easily.
But Zafaran Ali, a writer and supporter of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh, says as much as many people disliked Mr. Saleh, he advocated for women's rights.
He created a culture that allowed a woman to travel by herself, ensure her right for education, marriage, and having children, her right to work and practice her daily life.
Karen Sherman with Women for Women International stresses that economic gains are important in order for women to achieve equal rights.
It makes a big difference in terms of how women are perceived within the family, within the community when she's bringing in money. So that economic participation is equally, perhaps, if not more vital than even political participation.
Whether it's political or economic, many women who have taken part in the Arab Spring say they are ready to face any challenge in order to be part of their country's transition to democracy. Maryama Diallo, VOA News.